4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you that money. My dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
What's up? What the hell good with y'all? Y'all know I gotta open up with my bombs, like, get used to my bombs, like, I that's gonna be my new emoji, you feel me? Stop playing with me. Y'all lucky I ain't open up with no Nicki Minaj. That is who I was feeling. Y'all know the vibes around here. Y'all know she followed me on Twitter. Shit, stop playing with me. But let's go ahead. I just want to go ahead and talk to y'all, let y'all know what the hell I've been doing, why I ain't been putting out episodes and stuff like that. First of all, October been a shit month for me because my ass been sick as a dog. Okay, roof, roof. Do they have a sound effect for that? Okay, they do. But I've been sick, and yeah, so I ain't been putting out episodes and stuff, but I'm gonna at least try to put like at least 2-3 episodes like every month. So y'all stick with me for that. But this episode gonna be real, real good because I got my spiritual father on here, and we gonna get into some real ass shit. Period. Like we gonna be chilling like we chilling on the front porch with our cousins. We gonna be chilling like we in the living room with our best friends, playing dominoes, playing cards or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we gonna be chilling like we chilling on the stoop, my nigga. Like fuck is you talking about? That's what type of chilling we on in this podcast. So get ready, pull up. The block is hot. Bring your weed, bring your bottles, bring your popcorn, bring all that because we finna hop into this shit. I want to thank y'all for sending me donations because I know people have been sending me donations and stuff because they really been liking my episodes. Thank you guys for that. Continue to book readings with me. Let me connect with your spiritual court. Let me do spells for you. I've been manifesting some stuff for my clients. Been getting reviews on that too. So fuck with the kid. Like, you know how I'm coming. So, yeah, I'm going to hop into this. Anything else I'm missing? No. Did I say bring y'all blunts? I don't know. I probably did. If I didn't say it, I'm saying it now. Bring your blunts because I know I got mine. So we going to hop into this. I'm going to slide into this. I'm going to invite Voodoo Priest, man. And make some shit motherfucking roll. You feel me? Okay, y'all. So let me just go ahead and give him an intro. He has one of the biggest spiritual platforms on Instagram. He helped me get to where I'm at. He helped me connect with my ancestors and my Loa. He has the crown and he's gonna be passing it down to me. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank y'all to listening and Voodoo Priest Man. Like what's good? How you doing, man?
Hey man, what's going on? First of all, I want to say thank you for inviting me to your podcast. It is a privilege to actually be invited. And second of all, I just want to say, yeah, you're right. I have the crown. I am the supreme of all. I am Voodoo Priest Man. So hey, let's get it. Let's get it. I'm ready. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for your audience. Let's do this.
I had to drop a bomb for him. That's all. Get ready for the sound effects too. I got all of that covered. Go ahead and like tell the people a little bit about yourself and like.
I'm sorry, I'm over here choking, not because I have a cold, but because I'm smoking some weed right now. But anyway,
oh my god, me too.
I am extremely smoking this oregano for you guys. Don't you know? Oregano. Oregano is good for your soul. So just go ahead and get you some oregano. But a little bit about me. Well, I'm not going to say a little bit. I'm just going to tell you just everything, just basic in just a few seconds. I am, I came up with this name, Voodoo Priest Man. It was just out of, I don't know. It was just spirit just guiding me to create it. But I grew up in spirituality from my mother. I learned from my grandmother, my great grandmother at that time. And then from that point on, I continued to actually study and live this spirituality as a way of life. I got initiated into Haitian voodoo. That was, you know, when I was living in New York. Right now, I'm in Atlanta. And what I do is basically just, you know, teach the masses things about not only voodoo, but things about spirituality, how to connect with that, you know, with their higher selves and how just to become the best person they can be. So that way they can feel good and we can leave all those traumas that we have, you know, from our past experiences, you know, behind.
That way, I agree with you with that one. It's funny that you talked about your Voodoo Priest Man, because I was going to ask you, how did you create the name Voodoo Priest Man? But you already said it. You said you was led to it. So you already answered that question for me. Okay. So like I told you before, I did a poll with my followers, and they sent me questions. So I took a couple of the questions, and I want to ask you some things. And I also got still got personal questions that I want to ask you myself. So we're just gonna go ahead and hop right into it. We're gonna get the tea and all. Okay, so the first one, people ask me this question, and I tell people this all the time. They ask, how do you connect with your ancestors? I tell people to build an altar and pray to them daily, and then they will send them dreams and signs. What would you tell people a way to connect with their ancestors?
Well, first of all, the way that I address that, because a lot of people ask the same thing. A lot of people that are coming into consciousness and awareness right now, that's the first question that it gets to them. It's like, how do you connect with your ancestors? How do you connect with your spiritual guides? How do you connect with your master teachers? And my response is, in order for you to be able to connect with them, you have to be able to know how to connect with yourself first. There's no way that you can connect with anything outside your higher self if you don't understand how to communicate within yourself and how to tap into what it is that you got within. But some of the techniques that I would definitely give you is to meditate, do a lot of meditation. Meditation, do a lot of exercise, so that way you can, by you exercising, what you're doing is you're creating symbolic symbols with your hands as a form of gestures. And what that does, it actually connects you with frequencies, all the frequencies that you might not be aware of. So those, and being able to just trust what it is that is going on in the back of your mind, your intuition. So it's not about you thinking that you're connecting, that you might be connecting, but you're not sure because you're thinking it might be your imagination. Get rid of the doubt, the self-doubt, that what you're thinking is just not making any sense. Because a lot of times when we are talking within ourselves, what we're doing, we're talking to our ancestors. We don't even realize that.
I feel like he was giving advice to me on that one, because I'm going to be honest with you. I give readings to people, and then I be going back and forth in my mind. Should I say that? Should I say that? I don't know. And then I say it, and then I'll be right. So it's like you really have to trust yourself when you do it. And sometimes you be thinking you ass crazy, but you're not. So I agree. It's about trusting yourself. That's a good one. Okay. What advice would you tell younger practitioners that getting started connecting with their ancestors or practicing with magic and spells?
Oh my God, I love that one. I love that one because, you know, by the time, you know, when I was little, it was a taboo for people to be practicing this. It was demonic. It was so dark. And I'm pretty sure it still is to this day, but it's not as bad as it was before. Now, what people have to do, they have to just do some research, and it's kind of like trending. It's spirituality is trending right now, and it's a lot of young. It is, right?
Yes.
So it's a lot of people that are coming into the practices, and a lot of younger generations, you know, that are coming into the practice. And that's why I got to be careful when I be cursing and stuff. There's a lot of, you know, young kids listening to me speak, and I'm over here talking nonsense when it comes down to might be cursing or something, anything like that. But anyway,
yeah.
And I would say that for the younger generation, the advice that I would give them is, first of all, not only understand what you're doing, because I'm pretty sure that if you are deep into it or you getting into it, you know, you happy about it. But just understand, just because you might be young and you might not have the understanding, because you're still in a generation where Christianity is ruling.
Right.
I would say, because you understand that too. We're not in the age right now where, even though this is trending, this is priority, everybody's still transitioning from Christianity to spirituality. And it's 2019 that we're doing this podcast. So when we are in 2030, 40, 50, and this podcast is still going around, we can say that this is the age that we actually speaking about this. But I would say, just be patient. Be patient in the process, and just be able to know that this is something that you have to get used to in order for you to advance. And one thing is, the more you do it, the more you practice, the more you're burning your incense, the more you are burning your candles, the more you're doing yoga, whatever it is that you got going on, understand that at one point in your life, if you keep doing what you're doing, you will become an elder. And once you become an elder,
yeah,
like myself, and you know, like, you will become an elder, and then people are gonna look at you with a lot of respect. And I never knew people, like older people, when I was, you know, like mad young, I would say a kid, they used to be like, oh, you're gonna be amazing when you get older and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm never gonna get older. That's so far away. But I just want you guys to, Times fly so fast. So even though you might see yourself as being young right now into the practice, just understand how are you going to be a vessel for the younger generations after you if you keep doing what you're doing. Don't do this for you. Do this for your future. So when you become an ancestor, everybody know who you is.
Leaving a legacy behind is about leaving something behind so they can know who you are. Leaving an imprint. Yeah, that's okay. Okay. That's good. Yeah, because this time do fly and stuff. So why you here, like, make it count? Okay. Okay, let me see. What's next? I got a lot of questions, but they are, like, all over the place. But I kind of wanted to, like, kind of to flow and put them all in the same category, if that makes sense. But what's next? Let me see. How would you define Haitian voodoo?
I would define, oh my God, I would say that it's in a formal way, it's kind of complex to actually say that because I practice different things. I not only practice Haitian voodoo, but I practice Santeria, I practice spiritualism, I practice Kabbalah, alchemy, and all these different things. But when it comes to Haitian voodoo, to me, it's so secretive compared to other sciences that are out there. And for me to actually define it, to me, I can't say speak for anybody who's into voodoo, but for myself, I would say that I see this as a way of life. It taught me how to actually connect, not only with myself, but connect with nature. Because when you connect it with nature, it's not like you're connecting with your ancestors. That's part of it. But once you get to that level, you are connecting with the trees. You're connecting with fire. You're connecting with water.
Right, the elements.
With the elements and the planetary system.
Oh, so the stars too, right.
The stars, the galaxies, the elements, even the body parts. You know, every body part has something voodoo in it. And the way that I define voodoo to me is for you to actually be able to connect with nature.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. Now, what would you... Now, back to my spells. Let me ask you, do you have, because I do. Do you have any funny or crazy stories in doing spells or situations on like people or like things?
Do they have to be funny or they could be just experience?
They could be serious, anything, like some wow.
I have experiences, but you know, when it comes down to magic, we have to know that magic doesn't work if the person who's actually getting the magic, wanted to get the magic done, has some sort of faith in it, you know? You bumping into these people that they want spells, and every 5 seconds they're asking you, what's going on with the spell? Is it working? It's not working? And it gets to the point that the universe don't like to be asked that. So I got a lot of great experiences, just like I got a lot of bad experiences with people trying to curse me out just because they're not hearing what they want to hear. They're hearing the truth. But I would say that one of the stories that I can't really say. I can be here all night talking about stories, but
get into it. That's what we here for.
I know, right? But one of the stories that I always give, and I always give as an example, is when I had this woman from Kansas City, and she was she was pregnant, and her husband, well, not her husband, because at that time it was her boyfriend. Her boyfriend kicked her out and put her on the streets in the middle of the winter. And in Kansas City, it gets really cold in the wintertime. So basically he put her out and she called me crying that she wanted to get, you know, she wanted to get back with him. And the reason why he put her out is because she smacked the shit out of him. She smacked him upside the head. So by her doing that, she wanted her man back. We're going to be here on this topic for a minute because I got so many stories. So y'all get your popcorn ready.
Chilling on the front porch with our big cousins talking that shit.
That's right. Y'all can get you a blunt, get you whatever. Y'all just got to sit down and, you know what I mean, turn the volume up and just pay attention because once I start speaking, I'm not going to stop. But anyway, so that happened. And I did work for her, but I told her just to be, to have faith in the process of what we're doing. So finally, it was times that things weren't going the way she wanted them to go. And I'm like, well, why are you so happy knowing that things are not going the way you want them to go? She was like, because I trust you. I trust your work. So she never complained. She never said it's not working. She just followed my instructions. So I finally got her in to be in the relationship with him. And they wanted to get married. Yeah. So they wanted to get married. After a while, he actually decided to let her back in. And they started working things out. And she wanted to to marry. So he asked her for marriage, but he wanted a prenup. So she called me. She was like, you know, I can't sign no prenup. I'm pregnant and this and that and everything happens. I'm not going to be whatever. So I did some more work and what happened? And they got married without the prenup. Then he wanted to move to Puerto Rico because he was in the military and she didn't want to. She wanted to stay in Kansas because she was, she wanted the benefits from Kansas and blah, blah, blah. Finally, they decided to stay in Kansas City. And woof-de-doo, I never, ever, ever heard back from her again. So I'm assuming that she got what she wanted, and hey, she was happy. A lot of people, they just come for spells, not because they want to be conscious. It's because they want something, and not everybody wants to be a part of what we got going on. That's just one of the stories.
Wow. Wait a minute, because let me just go ahead and drop a bomb for how powerful your spells just worked. I don't know if that bomb was loud enough that they heard that, but let me go ahead and just tell you. Ah, that's great. Oh, okay. Yeah, she believed in that. Love spells like they take a lot of energy and take a lot of work. Okay, while we still on topic, that was a good story. I got one. No, somebody spelled blew up in my face before, but then there ain't nothing. Man. Okay, going on. Let's talk about the law of, well, okay, because people talk about like left hand and right hand work too. So, and I want to get into this too, because I have experienced some stuff doing left-handed work, if you want to call it that. The law of karma, and when it's quote-unquote okay to use dark magic to send back stuff, or like hexing. So what are your opinion on that?
That is good, because a lot of people call it, like you said, a lot of people call it the right hand, and some people, you know, and the right hand and the left hand, and when you're working with the left hand, is a form of negativity. You're doing negative things. You are creating chaos, or you could use your left hand also for protection. But I would say that everything has its karma. Everything, no matter whether you do something positive or whether it's something negative, the karma only works on you depending on what you think is good and what you think is bad. You could think that something is good, in the back of my mind, that's bad. And to me, that's bad karma. But for you, it's good karma. You know what I mean?
Yeah, real shit.
So it all depends. It all depends on who is the one creating the magic and what's right for them and what's not. But when it comes down to karma is concerned, I think everything has its karma. I mean, but it all depends also in which way you're doing it. If you are protecting yourself and you send in something that somebody sent your way, I don't think that has anything to do with karma. You sending karma away from what karma was coming for to try to attack you in any type of way, which is by somebody doing something negative towards you, or you creating that, you working on towards that, removing that karma, that bad karma, in quote. But at the end of the day, is it not if you doing something to kill somebody, or you doing something because you want to destroy anybody, you want to destroy a marriage. Like, if you want to destroy a marriage, you can, but you got to know, because the marriage is not actually something that is good. So you helping them. If you, in the back of your mind, you feel that by you destroying a marriage, you helping the couple, I don't consider it to be bad karma. So it all depends on which way you're doing it. If you want to destroy a family that is good just because some chicken head in the background, she wants a man and she don't give a fuck that the man is married with kids and all that, and she want to destroy a marriage. So it's up to you as a practitioner to decide if you are willing to sell yourself to the devil for $200, $300 just to help that bitch actually get that man. You know what I mean?
Okay, man. Let me think. I had somebody come to me before wanting me to break up a relationship. And I was like, you know, you just want to I'm not going to break that up just so you can have your way. That's not fair to the woman that he's with. And that's not fair to them. I had to really just break it down. I was like, people, this is just so selfish. I don't want to try to get too much in that. But that's, people be, some folks be really jumping out the window. I'm going to be honest with you. They be jumping clean the fuck out the window with no parachute. let me think. Hex and Sophia stuff. I have did stuff before, and the energy. Oh, I want to also tell people, when you want to like hex or do certain stuff, it got to be, I would say, justified, but don't always move off emotions, because if you move off emotions too quick, because some people got protection, y'all. And you do something to the wrong person, they ancestors might come for you. Don't know what people got in their house. You don't know who people pray to. You just got to be real careful when you do work. That's just, yeah. Okay. So let me ask you a question. How do you feel about spiritual Instagram?
Oh my God. So first of all, for all the people who loves Trey and for all the people who loves me that knows who I am, and if you don't know me, you're gonna grow to know me. But for and also for the trolls that is out there and the haters, I want to say that I got a lot of positive things to say when it comes to the community, about the culture, as far as what's going on with spiritual Instagram. I would say to be very careful, because there's a lot of people out there that they learning just from, I'm not going to say that reading books is bad, is a bad thing, or Googling or YouTubing, but make sure that whatever you're learning from the right people who got credentials.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot of people out there that they got a cloud. They got a whole bunch. Their cloud is huge. And then at the end of the day, they just got initiated like 2 months, 2 years ago. And they just got this, they just got that, and they over here acting like big dogs, which everybody can do what they want to do. But I believe that there are a few people who are great in what they do when it comes to the spiritual community in Instagram. But it's a whole bunch of people full of ego that they know that they whack, and all they want to do is actually destroy instead of help. Because there's no way that you can guide a town when you're still learning how to guide yourself. But to me, it all depends on what it is that you're seeking. But when it comes to spirituality on Instagram or YouTube, I would say whack, 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 whack.
Yeah, yeah. They talk about the YouTube reader told me I'm going to meet my ex again. And so get the fuck out of here, this bullshit. Don't make no damn sense. I'm glad you said that too, because this dude, my friend, I had on my podcast before. He speaks on that too. Like, you got to be careful who you go to, because everybody's not really genuine. And some people just take your money and not give a fuck about you. So I can go all day. I can get. Girl, where's my bomb? Because that mess there. Okay, so let's see what's up, Sonny Doc. We got all these questions. Have you ever had any celebrities hit you up? And I know you, if you have, you don't have to say who, but you know, I'm saying. We can drop a little hint on who that could be.
I had a couple of incidents. You know, I did have a couple of celebrities that I prefer not to mention their names, because you know they don't want their names out. And you know, a little bit, if I mention a name, this can actually go vital, and you know what I mean, it can get to them. So I'm not gonna put anybody.
Ooh, they got clout.
You know what I mean? So I ain't gonna just mess them up or anything like that. But yes, I have plenty of celebrities actually hitting me up. And basically, I have heard people sending me screenshots from celebrities actually having me on their stories. So, really? I mean, yeah, it comes with the territory. But hey, that's just, yeah, answer the question, yeah. But I'm not going to reveal. So no matter how high or drunk I am, my celebrities that might be listening to this or will be listening to this know that I got ya.
Oh, and okay, you heard that one, ladies and gentlemen. The people heard that. Yeah, all right, that's cool. Ooh, shit. Okay, so how do you feel about initiation and like ATRs? How important do you think that is?
Wow, amazing! You guys are coming up with a great question.
Well, they came up with some of them, but then I threw some of them in there too. So don't give them all the good credit. They got to go to me too. But
oh, you know, okay. Right. We already know that you got to have some credit. It's got to come to you. You're not going to be happy if you get the credit. Number one credit. Then after that, anybody comes after you. We already know that.
That's the credit in me. I'm sorry.
Yes. And I would say that, how do I feel about initiation? I feel that you don't have to be initiated per se in order for you to practice and for you to learn what it is that you got to learn, because understanding how to connect with your higher self is something that your spirit or somebody with credentials can actually assist you acquire. But a lot of times when it comes to initiation, a lot of people who are initiated don't even know what they're doing. So I'm not saying that just to kind of like downplay somebody or whatever, but a lot of people I don't feel that it's necessary. You should do it. Once you get to a certain level of understanding how to connect with your higher self, but you should do it just because your spirit, your ancestors, your intuition, not just your ideas or what your wishes, but your intuition is telling you that it's time for you to initiate. You could be as powerful being initiated, just like not being initiated. The only difference is there are secrets that you would never know, because you would never think that those secrets existed, because you're not a part of ATR. But I would say that whatever secrets you want to learn on your own, the spirit can actually have any connection with you. So if you want to initiate, I would say this. First of all, get to know somebody, like whoever it is that is guiding you, to get to know them first before you even jump into anything with anybody else, or before you jump into anything with them. A lot of people, they are collecting trophies so they can say, oh, I did 10 people, 15 people, I initiated 20 people, and you come in with the idea that you're going to learn and you're going to be helped, and they don't give a fuck about what's going on with your life. They will never be there. So, you know what I mean? You're not in a rush to get initiated. Get initiated by somebody you feel comfortable and you feel like they kind of like give you that, you know, family, you know, kind of like a feeling, like a father figure or mother figure, and you feel good. You feel like you're learning. But how do I feel to answer that question the way you asked it? I would say is I feel disgusted. I feel disgusted, but I also feel happy. I feel happy because plenty of people.
You feel happy?
I feel happy too. I feel happy. So basically, that's how I feel. I feel that it's got to be, you got to be very careful about who you're getting involved with. And I would say is get to know yourself and get to know how to connect with them. So they'll be the ones telling you what your next steps are, if that's mandatory. Not everybody came here to be a chief. Some people have got to be here to be followers. Because
there you go.
Different reasons.
Real shit. They came here for different reasons, because if everybody in the village was a chief, who was learning from who?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, oh my god, that's just okay. And I then also tell people like get a divination, like to make sure there's something that's actually meant for you, because it's like a contract. I feel like it's a calling too. It's a big responsibility. So, and I'm not even a priest. I hear on how the work is and how you have to serve the spirits. It's a lifestyle. So,
can I add something to this, please?
Go ahead.
I have, you got to understand, I totally agree to get divination done. You're going to see an oracle, you coming to see, get a reading, you know, from Trey or whatever it is that you're doing. Yeah, I do believe that, you know, getting a reading is good for you to know. But get a reading from somebody who knows. The reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of people are going to tell you that you came here for you to be a priest or a priestess, so that way they can go ahead and take your money, your heart and money, and you become initiated, so that way you can become this big time priest or priestess, and you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. You don't even know how to wipe your own ass. So basically, basically, I wish I had my bow. So basically, a lot of people are going to tell everybody that everybody comes here for that. And I had an experience, because I remember this guy came up to me and he said, "Hey man, I want to come over to you and talk to you to see if I can get a ceremony. I want to go ahead and get initiated because everybody keeps telling me that I'm here to become a priest." And when you got spirit and you connected the way that you're connecting with them, and you feel that you know the connection is real, you're able to actually understand how they're speaking to you. So you're able to know their lingo. And when I saw him, I didn't feel shit. I didn't even feel anything. I didn't feel anything about him becoming a priest. I didn't feel any type of connection. He needed a lot of training. And to me, I didn't feel like he was meant to be a priest. It's like, you know, a singer when you see a singer. Like, you know what I mean? It's something right. That tells you, yo, you got talent. And he's like, they might not be singers at that moment, because they don't realize the power that they got within. But you recognize it. Like, if you hear me singing, as soon as I start singing, it's gonna start raining. So that tells you right there that I sing horrible. So I ain't gonna come over, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna go to American Idol and tell American Idol that I know how to sing, knowing that I am whack, whack, whack. So you gotta understand that a lot of people would tell anybody this just for that, just so that way they can make money, but then realizing that you can't just come over here acting like Forrest Gump. And you're going to think that, you know what I mean, that you are this big priest or big priestess. You know what I mean? Humble yourself. And I mean, not only about humbling yourself, but as far as, you know what I mean, is a lot of people actually is just going to tell you that you are here for that, and for you to become a priest and for you to become a priestess. And I will say this to you. You know from your heart. You know from your heart. If you find yourself doing cleansings, if you find yourself doing kumbaya, if you find yourself giving yourself cleansings, you know, mud baths, or you find yourself sun gazing, or you find yourself doing stuff that is spiritual, that might be a calling for you. But if you if you home, you know what I mean, watching Love and Hip Hop, scratching your ass with a knife, you know what I'm saying, then you can get to a point that you can say, yo, am I really a cut for this, or is it just something, some sort of idea because it's trending? I want to be a part of him, knowing that.
Right, right. And you did, and that is too. It's this shit is. Well, I'm not gonna say it. I talk a lot, but this stuff is actually it's trending. It's popular, and they look at just sage crystals and incense and stuff and just think, oh, okay, so those, like, those are tools of maintenance, but those, it don't make you spiritual. And they get it, and they just, they fall for it. They follow the aesthetic that's online. They look at the same spirits that's online, and they people don't really have knowledge on it. They just, they see Instagram posts. They just see little stuff on Instagram on the media and then be like, oh, I know all about it, when they don't. And then I want to tell people, even if you're thinking about getting initiated or trying to find which religion, I would also tell people to figure out which religion you want to go. Like, how would you tell people? Because I want input on this, but how would you tell people to know which religion is actually for them? I would tell people to find out through DNA testing or divinations to find out what religion their ancestors practice, or find out where their ancestors came from to know, okay, maybe this religion will be more for me. How would you tell people to, you know, how to decipher between which religions to jump into?
Look, you got, oh my God, those questions, I'm telling you again, and I'm not trying to gas nobody up, but those questions are, oh my God, they are amazing. These are questions that people really need to know the answers to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, wait a minute, are you 23 or are you 103? Because it's like, you are super smart by the questions you're really asking. But, I would say, and I forgot the question. I'm high as shit. But what is it?
That was my question, because I just slid that in there. I said, well, how would you tell people? How would you just like tell people which religion to get into? Oh,
okay. I got it now. Yeah. It came back.
Okay.
basically, that is an amazing question. I'm gonna give you examples again. It all depends, or by how you know that is just by going again and seeing the oracle, or you by having dreams and the spirits is coming to you, a specific set of spirits is coming to you and going to a diviner. But this diviner must be good in what he or she does. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an example once again. A lot of people, they come with this idea that they want to be in voodoo. Some people say they want to be part of Palo. Some people, they want to be a part of Santeria. Some people want to be a part of these other African traditional religions. And what happens is they don't realize that whatever religion they think that they are supposed to be is not that. It might be something totally different. You see what I'm saying? They might mm-hmm. be thinking that, oh, yo, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm Haitian and I'm supposed to be doing voodoo. But guess what? I met this Haitian brother that he took a DNA test and he was 100% Nigerian. Ooh. 100% Nigerian. Not even 1% white, motherfucker. Like, I'm talking about 100. I got like 20-some percent. So I'm really? a little white boy, I mean Italian on the side, but yo, this guy had 100% Nigerian. So automatically I would definitely send them to Ifa. I would not even tell him to practice voodoo. I mean, even though he can practice voodoo, because voodoo covers different nations in different nations of different spirits. But to me, automatically I would be like, just go to Ifa. So just because you are from a particular place doesn't mean that is your calling. Or mm-hmm. just because you might be thinking, oh, this is what I learned. I learned about Oshun because of Cardi B. She got this peacock or whatever, you know what I mean, tatted up or something like that. And you think,
or Beyonce and Oshun.
Or Beyonce as Oshun. There you go. I always use Cardi B and Beyonce. You see what I'm saying? And they got that going on. And it automatically people are saying, oh, you know what? I want to get into Santeria. Beyonce and Cardi B might not even be a part of it. You know what I mean? They just wanted to do it because they felt like they wanted to do that to create part of, be a part of the trending or for whatever it is. But I don't even think, to be honest with you, I don't even think Cardi B actually did it with that intention. I think that's something.
Yeah, with that intention.
I think she did it because she really liked peacocks. And I don't really believe it's because she was deep into Santeria. That's my personal opinion. So if Cardi B, you get to listen to this, I don't know, you might be, ha ha ha. You know, you might be here, there, but whatever. But all I'm going to say is, like, I think Beyonce did it just to take it as a trending step for her career. Because a lot of people are deep into this, so she wanted to create also this type of following. But that's just a different topic. But just because you bump into situations like that doesn't mean that that's something that you really got to do. You got to get deeper, and you got to go deeper into your roots, or somebody actually coming to you. Like, I'm going to give you an example. I in a dream, I traveled to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a, I believe I was in Botswana, or I was in Johannesburg. And I'm like, I went in there in my dream, and I went to an elder's house, and I knocked on his door. So when I knocked on his door, I had somebody that I know, a friend of mine, with me in my dream, and we both went inside the elder's house in Africa, in South Africa. So when I go there, it was a big Sangomian Bible. Big Sangomian Bible. And when I went inside and I tried to touch the Bible to see what the Bible was in,
mm-hmm.
one of the elders tapped me and he said, "Don't touch that Bible. That Bible doesn't belong to you. That Bible belongs to your friend." So automatically, you know what? The spirit was telling me that his path was to become a Sangomian.
Okay.
Become a Sangoman. Do you know what a Sangoman is?
No, I don't. Tell the people.
A Sangoman is a priest in South Africa, you know what I mean, that actually deals with powders, deal with portions, deal with divination. They're amazing diviners, but they have amazing knowledge. But they what they do is they initiate you to open your third eye to a level that you feel like you are either Lucy or Limitless. So if you don't know, if you never watched the movie Lucy, I suggest that you go ahead and watch Lucy, L-U-C-E. And if you never watched the movie Limitless, I would suggest that you actually watch those movies. Those two movies right there open their DNA of somebody 100%.
Ooh.
And they help them to get them to a point that when somebody goes sees them, all they got to do is you got to stand up in front of them for them to know your remedy before you even sit your ass down. Damn. So they are powerful. They are powerful. They are in South Africa. And the Bible wasn't for me. So I know for a fact, just because I practice voodoo, I practice anything else, that I am just this big dog, that everything is for me. No, they told me that it wasn't for me, that it was for the person that was with me, my friend at that time. So automatically I went ahead and I woke up that next day and I told him that his path is to become a Sangoman. So you get situations like that. Spirit will show you. Spirit will reveal. Or spirit will reveal to somebody that is connected with you. But that person has got to be a good motherfucker.
Right. To be, you know, being called to do something like that.
Right.
Okay. And I want to say, too, because you spoke about dreams. Let me just talk about, and this is not even on the list. Dreams, because I'm gonna be honest with you, because I have people that come to me and they say, you know, I had a dream about Papa Legba or Ilegwa or Oshun, Freda. Like, they list certain spirits, and they say, I had a dream about such and such. And the thing is, did you have a dream about, you know, X, Y, and Z because you saw it on social media multiple times? Because, you know, this stuff is trending. So if you see certain stuff online constantly, you're probably prone to go to sleep and have a dream about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I will always tell people to, you know, to get a divination to actually find out, if it's you or just your imagination, and meditate too to actually find to figure out too. I'm gonna tell y'all, the first time I ever meditated, I meditated for 5 minutes before I went to work, and my spirit guide told me her name, and then I got a divination, and it was confirmed that her name was Alita. And I was like, oh, I heard it right 5 minutes, you know, and I meditated. So you just got to meditate and learn how to listen and decipher your ego from your higher self.
Yes. Before you even ask me another question,
what's up?
I want to definitely add something to that, because it was something that you just said that made a lot of sense, and I want to make sure I talk about it. You mentioned that a lot of times you creating that type of, like, you watching something on TV or talking about something over and over and over, you start having dreams about it because you created that, because that's something that your consciousness brought into your dreaming state of mind, because that's something that you've been thinking and talking about all day. And I want to talk about that because that's something that I'm going to do a video on it, because I have different theories when it comes to that. And one of the theories is, in order for you to be able to connect with whatever it is that you want to connect with, I would definitely say harass the thought. And the reason why I say harass the thought, because it's like a form of invocation. So mm-hmm. when you are telling somebody, like, for instance, you want to see your grandmother that passed away, or you might want to see your uncle, you might want to see anybody. And what you're doing is you're saying to yourself, you know what? I'm confused because I want to see my grandfather, or I want to see whoever you want to see. And then you're thinking about it, you're lighting up a candle, and you're talking about it, and you're telling, look, grandpa, grandma, come on, I want you to come in my dream. 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 And you start looking at pictures of your grandmother or your grandfather, and you keep talking about them. I feel that what you're doing at the moment is you're invoking them.
Yes, yes, you call them mom.
You are invoking them. So when you're invoking them, you are going to have those dreams. So don't think just because you ate tacos and the next day, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You start dreaming about tacos because all the tacos you ate. Well, guess what? To me, that's one of my theories. The other theory is, like you said, it could be some part of your imagination. But I think I'm going to go more with the one that you invoke what it is that you actually got yourself involved into. So if you want to think about it so much and be like, look, blah, blah, blah. If you're thinking about Orisha, you're thinking about Orisha, you're thinking about Orisha, you're thinking about Orisha, the Orisha will come in your dream. I'll tell you if mm-hmm. they're for you or if they're not. And if the Orishas don't come to you and tell you that's for you and it's not, what's going to happen? Another spirit is going to come, or whatever from other spirits is going to tell you, I know you were thinking about this, but that's not for you. It's for you. So I definitely suggest everybody, before they start listening to anybody else, number one, listen to their intuition. Number two, listen to their dreams. And number three, everything else after two is up to you. Whatever you want to go. But those two, those are must when it comes to your spirituality. Now.
Okay, that way, period. I wish I had my bomb ready. Ah, but the stupid thing went out. Okay, yes, okay. Listen to you. Well, okay, what was the first one? Wait, this recorded. Listen to your dreams and stuff. Okay, yeah, and harass it. So, yeah, because if you keep knocking on the door, then something gonna open. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so let's keep moving on. How would you find out your, I don't know what they call it in Orisha. I think your head. I think it's your head, and then in Voodoo Matet. How would you tell people about that? Like, oh, I want to know who walks with me, or who's my head, or you know, how would you tell people about that?
Look, before I even answer that question, it's something that just came to my mind that I just want to say, and I will definitely answer that question. But what I want to say is, if you are listening, you know, and I'm assuming you are because you wouldn't know what I'm about to tell you right now. Listening to this podcast, you best make this segment go vital. I'm going to tell you like this. This is the first time I'm doing an interview. Somebody's interviewing me to this type of question. So I'm very proud of you guys, and I'm very proud of you too, Trey, because the interviews that I have been through or whatever, you are killing it. Your questions are on point. I love this.
If I had my bomb ready. Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys better tell everybody and their mama and be like, look, you got to listen to this. But anyway, I would say that when it comes to Orisha, if somebody to find out who the Orisha is, you see what I mean? When you have an Orisha, let's say for instance, you're a daughter of a son of Shango, they call you Omo. Omo means child. Omo Shango. Omo Yemaya. So when you find out who you are Omo of, when it comes, who is your Orisha, they can call it, you know what I mean, who's your main Orisha? Who's your Santo? They call it Santo in Spanish. Who is your Orisha? Like you said, in Voodoo, we call it Metet. So that means owner of the head. In this type of practices, we have a particular energy that actually governs us, is in charge, whether it's the element of fire, which is Shango, the element of love, which is Oshun, Ursuli Freda in Voodoo. So you know what I mean? You got the essence. So that essence is going to be the one that is going to be working with you and helping you. So let me give you an example. So you're getting the essence of fire. So now you understand that fire is your element. So you might want to use element and fire element in all the spells that you do, because you already know you are king or queen of fire. So it all depends on what particular spirits you got, and depending on your personality. For whatever reasons, people have different personalities, and they happen to be a part of our energy. But the
characteristics of the spirit, yeah.
Yeah, But the way for you to know, number one, who is your Orisha, you have to go. There's certain ways that you could do this. Either you go to an Oriate, which an Oriate means is the master of the shells. This is when it comes to Santeria. I don't know the name of it in African Ifa, so I ain't going to talk about something I don't know. But when it comes to Santeria, when it comes to the Cuban way, it's called, you know, that's what the Oriate is, the master of the shells. He's the master of initiations. He's the one who sings the songs, who the ones who creates the herbs. And he, according to that part of the religion, some houses believe that you could do it with an Oriate. And Oriate is equipped to actually tell you who your Orisha is by asking Ilegua through the shells.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one way. This way is very debatable because some people are going to tell you, hell no, that is wrong. And a lot of Babalawos are going to tell you that's wrong. And a lot of people are going to say it's right or it's wrong. This is one of those situations that nobody's right, nobody's wrong, because everybody got their own opinion on how that shit is done. So that's one of the ways. The other way for you to find out who your Orisha is in Santeria is for you to go see a Babalawo. When you go see a Babalawo, there got to be 3 Babalawos present to give you your Orisha, whether you go ahead and get it revealed by just going through that ceremony that is a part of another ceremony that you go and seek for to find out who your Orisha is, or whether you receive Hand of Orula. A Hand of Orula is the whole mystery, the whole secret, where the spirit gives you some sort of ita, which an ita means is a reading that all the Orisha speak. And this is the kind of like your something that has to do with your birth. Like, this is your path. This is what you came here to do from the heavens. So that's called Hand of a Ruler. So when they give you Hand of a Ruler, that's why you see people with the bracelets, green and yellow. You see them on the left side of the wrist. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I can go on and on and on and on and on and all that. But basically what it does, that's the other way for you to find out who your Orisha is. Nobody can tell you over the phone who your Orisha is. Nobody can do a reading with the cards. Nobody can tell you, oh, you know what? You are daughter of Oshun, and you over here thinking you're the daughter of Oshun, well, you might not be. And you listen and believe in bullshit that you shouldn't be listening. But since you don't mm-hmm. know, I'm telling you how it's done. So basically, that way you find out. So if you're not getting it any of those two ways, guess what? You don't know who your Orisha is. When it comes to your Metet, the ways to actually do it, some houses they tell you by giving you a reading with the cards, and they tell you who your method is just by doing that. I mean, do I feel like that's the right way to do it? I don't believe it's the way to do it. I don't believe that that's the way to actually find out who your method is through your cards, because to me, you need more than that. You need a big time confirmation. But I ain't nobody to tell your a dog any house and say this house is right or wrong. If they do it and it works for them, woof to do. But there's another way too, where you either get the lavitet or either you become a part of the house, which mm-hmm. is you get initiated, where we call it you're going to couche, you're going to console. So that's the only ways that you can find out. Nobody can tell you, listen, your low eye is Dambala, blah, 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 because they got the third eye open and they feel Dambala is your mete. And blah, 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 because it might not be it. And then you will be fucked up thinking something that is not even true.
Yeah, and then trying to go to and serve a spirit that ain't got nothing to do with you, and mm-hmm. then you piss something off, and it ain't, yeah. What you get going to this Instagram, which is, you got to go to somebody with some big credentials, have you gave any record, because this is just me aside, for real, have you gave any readings and you saw any, because I know you gave me my reading and you saw a few Lawas that walk with me. Have you gave any readings to clients that, and you saw Lawas around them?
Oh yeah, I have, you know, done readings that I saw different Lawas, and I've been mostly right. Every time I give a reading and I tell somebody who I think the Metet is, who I think the Orisha is, for whatever reason, I'm like 99% right. And then when they get it done, they'll be like, oh, it is what you said it was. And I'm going to tell you like this. Don't try to contact me and try to tell me to tell you who your Orisha is, because the way that I'm doing it, I'm just following what they're telling me. But I am telling you that I might be way off, that's not the way to do it. So it doesn't matter how good you think somebody is. But I'm telling you right now that, yes, I have actually done it. I have actually done readings, and I told somebody who they're, who I thought there was, but I always tell them to not confirm it, but to actually go through the right ritual. So that way, yes, they're 100% sure. But yeah, mm-hmm, I have done it. I have had dreams of people actually having a certain Orisha or certain Loa. And actually, I had a dream that my Orisha was Shango. I got possessed by Shango in the dream. And I said in the dream, I am Shango. So when I went to get my ceremony done, people thought I was a child of Ilegua. And in the back of my mind, I said, no, it's not. They asked Ilegua, because Ilegua is the first Orisha that they go. They should go first and ask first before you ask any Orisha who your Orisha is. Ilegua said no. So they were like, who do you guys want to ask second? After that, you can ask anybody that you want to ask. And I said, ask Shango. I said, that's, you know what I mean? And when he asked Shango, Shango came out to be my spiritual. So everything that I have gotten spiritually when it comes to my initiations in Orisha and Voodoo are things that I have already dreamt before I even manifested them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is before.
And I have helped others through the same process as well. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And this was before you got into Voodoo.
This experience right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. That was all this before, even before I got into Orisha and before I got into Voodoo. Right. So I didn't even know anything about Voodoo until the spirit started coming in my dreams and showing me certain things, and then that's how I got where I'm at right now.
That's why you tell people to go to their dreams a lot, because that's you experience a lot of your stuff through your dreams. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I tell my spirits, I know when my spirits come to me in my dreams, I know for a fact it's them, because that's like their last resort when it comes to my ass, because sometimes I don't, yeah. But I tell them, like, catch me when I'm woke, because I just like the feeling of it, and it helps my gift develop more too, because I become more aware of what I need to be paying attention to. I'm like, and I see, like, oh, you communicating with me with a different way. So, you know, I embrace that way. So it's dreams and stuff. Okay, I'm trying to battle some too. I'm not a beginner, but I'm learning. You know, I'm getting there. Okay. let me see. What's next on the docket? Oh, okay. How do you separate your family and friends' Christian belief with yours, since you practice Voodoo?
Oh, that's a good question. But first of all, before I even answer that, I just wanted to say that it's not that you are still learning. We all are learning. I'm still learning. Everybody is. You are amazing. And trust me, you are doing amazing. You're good. And this is part of who you are. And I know the Loa and the spirits wants you. So moving on. So that way you don't feel too like you too modest, because you know what? This, you're special.
But that's coming from a priest. Thank you so much.
But yeah, what was the question again?
I know where we both are. How do you separate your family and friends' Christian belief from yours?
Oh yeah, I really don't have anybody that I know that is a Christian, and if I know, I never talk to them. I never have people that were overly Jehovah's Witness or overly Catholic or Baptist that they came to my car and they were stomping and doing anything like that. So I never had people like that in my life. Period. I wasn't born in Christianity. I was born into these practices. This is all I know. So when it comes down to people or family that might not agree or whatever it is that I'm doing, this has been me all the time. I have never hid it. So it's something that I've been doing forever. So they never talked about it. I never had anybody in my family or friends that tell me, oh, I didn't know you did that. That's demonic or anything. I guess people respect me for who I am. And if they don't respect me, guess what? Go kick, you know what I mean? Kick rocks.
Real shit. Yeah, for real. That's what I tell people too. Yeah. Yeah. The people I'm friends with and stuff, they're pretty much open with it and stuff there. Yeah, they cool with it. Okay. I think, hold on, let's see what's next one here. I think this is the last one. Well, no, it's not actually. I don't know what this means, because she said, old girl said, dispelling myths about Lawaz. So, no, let me, okay, let's talk about that. Yeah, because I got something to say too. Okay, dispelling myths, I hope I said that right, about Loa. So like myths and rumors about certain Loas and stuff. Okay, so this is an example. I recently just had somebody DM me and ask me about Papa Legba. And he asked me, could he sell his soul to Papa Legba? And I was like, I've never heard of a Loa accepting somebody's soul. Where did you hear that from? And he said, some famous singer then did it or something. I'm like, yeah, that's fake or a rumor or something like that. Have you ever heard of something or like a myth or a rumor about a Loa that's like, yeah, that's not, what are you talking about?
That is not true.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oof. I can stay here all night and talk about thing after thing after thing after thing. And I can write a book about all the myths and stuff that I have heard about the Loa. And I will say this to you is, once again, be careful because it's a lot of bullshit going on. Number one, which you just said about, you know, selling the soul for Papa Legba, is something that he definitely got from Coven in American Horror Story. Oh!
Where's my fucking bomb? God damn. Cause yes. I was like, what?
Exactly. So just thanks to American Horror Story, guess what? Papa Legba, everybody knows you. Everybody knows who you are. Thanks to that TV show. Everybody made you famous.
For real. I'm like, damn. Okay. I'm gonna say that. Okay. So
that's what it comes down to it. I wanted to say another thing too. Before I forget, because you know I'll be forgetting really fast, that people talk about also Papa Legba being black and red.
Okay.
Papa Legba is not black and red. I don't give a fuck who told you that, who said that to you. It's not black and red. Papa Legba is yellow or white.
Okay.
Papa Legba is not a kid, and he is not playing with toys. And he is not like the way they make it, the way Ilegwa is. Papa Legba is really old and ancient.
He is. Papa
Legba is, yeah, don't believe that. You're going to read blogs, articles, and you're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to see all these wannabe priests and priestesses talking about Papa Legba, this and that, has thousands of likes, and everybody, thank you so much for this information. And guess what? Your shit is wrong.
Wait, you just said it. You just said it. I'm out damn, because I just forgot it too. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. You said something about Papa Legba.
You're forgetting too.
Yeah, and I don't like that. And I'm the host. Yeah. Like, that's not good. Okay, we're going to move on because it's going to take me too long to think about it. But you said something about Papa Legba and stuff and going to him and American Horror Story. Yeah. Okay, just be careful and stuff and going to him. Different houses do different things, colors. Oh, hit. Okay, now I remember. Okay, hit Papa Legba. Papa. So, oh, like, who would you call Papa? Your old grandfather or somebody. So don't get him confused with a kid. I also get people that come to me like, oh, I saw Papa Legba and he looked like a kid. I was like, okay, maybe you saw Ilegwa. I mean.
Right.
So, yeah. Next one is, what would you tell people? How does your work? What would you tell people that want to serve the Loa? So how would you tell people to serve the Loa? Because I know it's a debate online with, this is actually the last question. It's a debate online with if you can serve the Loa or the Orisha with or without being initiated. Or working with them. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that? Like, what would you tell people that want to work with the Loa or the Orishas or like Crystal's tea?
That is an amazing question. And I'm glad that you actually asked that last. You know what I mean? That's just an amazing question because a lot of people are confused. A lot of people are creating altars. A lot of people are doing all this without even being initiated. You know what I mean? And they are because they read something and they already creating things from people. I'm telling you right now, if I go to your house and y'all got something wrong, I'm going to tear all that up and I'm going to remake it again. And I'm going to say this to you again. You know what I mean? You guys are lucky. And I'm just going to say this again, lucky, because I am one of the few people out there right now in the conscious community giving you guys facts and talking about a lot of things that people do not dare to talk about because they don't want you to learn.
So, right. You know, I'm glad we're having this conversation on the front porch.
Yes, we have it in the front porch. I got to go get my socks on because it's a little cold out here. But yeah, so... But yeah, so as far as doing that, I would definitely say that follow your intuition. Spirit, Loa, knows what your intentions are. So let me give you an example. You go ahead and you read Papa Legba was black and red. Oh, shit, I did some work for Papa Legba yesterday because I read that he was black and red. Papa Legba know that you did not know. So Papa Legba is going to accept whatever you're giving him because Papa Legba know you're doing it from the heart. Regardless of whether it might not be yellow or white, but the moment that you know, then there's a problem. Now, the more you know, the more responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now you got to understand that you got to be on point. If you know something and you're doing it wrong, they already know that you already knew. But if you don't know, they're going to do that. So you can go ahead and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and make Papa Legba a cake, and I'm going to give him some grapes, this and that, blah, 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 blah. Your Papa Legba is different than my Papa Legba. Your Papa Legba might want those grapes, might want that cake, might want that. And I don't care who's listening to me, who is a Unga or Mambo in this conversation right now, because I'm going to tell you how I do it. And people are just going to, like you could do what you want to do. That right there will get the message to the Loa, whether you are initiated or not. Once you understand more and more, you understand how they do it, you're going to be able to serve a Loa or serve our Orisha, but you're never going to know the secrets. The secret is right now, before you even get initiated, to form the relationship that you need to form, regardless of whether you're doing it right or wrong, and just follow your intuition. That's the only two choices you have. Either initiate and learn the truth, or either do it your way and still that's your truth because you're doing it from the heart, because you already know that you're doing that. Your heart is the one doing everything for you, and you understand that your connection with your Loa is the connection with the Loa. Don't let nobody tell you that you have to be initiated for you to serve anything. Serve anything you fucking want to. But at the end of the day, form that relationship, understanding that a lot of the things you might be doing might be wrong.
Oh, I love how you slid that in there for the girls. I like that. Okay. Wait, let me get that. Okay, wait. I'm going to collect myself. That shit was hilarious. Okay. Yeah. Be careful. I want to add to that and include your ancestors, please. Please don't skip the steps to like just try to jump into, like, you can go to the Loa and stuff, but I want to slide, like, please include your ancestors because they're your cushion and they're your protectors. And I would not be where I'm at if it wasn't for my ancestors guiding me. If I didn't jump the gun and then, because I could have jumped the gun real quick and went to Santa Leah, but Santa Leah was not my calling. Voodoo was. So, and I would never have figured that out if it wasn't for my ancestors. So, and to be honest, my ancestors led me to my Loa. So, but then again, different people have different situations. So you might be led to a Loa first and then, I mean, like I said, everybody's path is different. So I want, you know, you guys to know, you know, that's what you do. So, Vu, I really appreciate you for like doing this podcast with me. You know, I already know I was nervous about doing it or whatever, but we made this shit happen and we both was busy. I was sick as hell and you was busy, but I'm glad we was able to make this shake. So I appreciate you doing this for me, man.
No, I really appreciate you inviting me. This is amazing. I know your podcast. I definitely can, you know, read into the future. And I know this is going to be a very successful thing, what you got going on and helping the younger generations actually getting up there, being able to understand really what's going on. Keep doing your job, keep rising and keep learning, and don't let nobody actually get on your way from your journey for you and anybody that is actually listening. If you guys want to connect with me, you know what I mean, to see some of my videos so you guys can tap into what it is that I speak about, you can follow me on my Instagram at Voodoo Priestman, or you can find me on YouTube as well under Voodoo Priestman as well, and so that way you can connect with me and just see what I got going on. Other than that, thank you so much. You guys be good. You guys, I hope that you guys took hella notes. Pause this shit. Take some more notes and do what you got to do. And I want to see you guys at the top.
Yes. And I'm going to text you after this too. So be ready for that. But I thank you, man. You have a good night, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so that was the episode. And I really, really hope you guys liked it. I'm finna get my ass up out of here. I want to bring you guys some information before I go. And I heard my friend say this. So shout out to the Milagro for this. Little black girl, you're beautiful. Little black boy, you're enough. I love you for all the reasons they said I shouldn't. Remember, this shit gonna get hard. But if we can stick together, we can get through this shit. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.